It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Starting today, all NFL games will have a trained observer in the press box looking for signs of concussions among players. Happens a lot when you have large, strong, fast men smashing into each other. Concussions have been linked to brain damage, depression, sleep and mood disorders, a lot of problems. Most NFL players will experience at least one concussion in their careers, and there's been a push for the NFL to do more about it. A majority of NFL players wear Riddell brand helmets. Riddell's VP of Research and Development, Thad Eide, says the latest model, called the 360, is designed to both protect the head and transmit data.
We have a technology that's called HITS. It stands for Head Impact Telemetry System. That technology uses sensors that are embedded in football helmets on the field. There are a number of research institutions that use this technology that collect data, actual impact data from on-field situations. Players' helmets transmit that data back to the sideline, and then we can mine that data later on to improve our football helmets.
The University of North Carolina football team uses the HITS system, monitoring action on the field so sideline staff knows what kind of impact a player is receiving. Kevin Guskowitz is chair of the Department of Exercise and Sports Science at the school.
We're using it as a research tool, but also to help guide return to play and to help modify behavior. I think that's an important point to make, that a player who seems to show patterns of leading inappropriately with their head, using the helmet perhaps as a weapon, we're able to pick that up through the system and show the cumulative impacts over the course of a week or a month, and to try to change that player's tackling or blocking behavior.
So you can say, look, here, look at this readings from the accelerometer in your helmet. Look how much of an impact you're getting as opposed to all these other guys.
Exactly. And we link it to video footage. And so, as you know, most teams now at the collegiate and pro level are filming every play from multiple angles. And so we're able to link it to that video and to show them in real time what they're doing.
Kevin presented his data to the NFL. He says that was part of the reason NFL kickoffs have been moved to the 35-yard line. That means fewer balls run out of the end zone and therefore fewer hard hits against the guy with the ball. I asked him if concussion rates have dropped as a result of all this new information.
I think we're seeing a trend nationally of reported concussion rates actually on the rise. And I think it's important to emphasize the word reported or diagnosed, because I think a lot of concussions in the past went unrecognized. The players didn't realize they had a concussion, or they didn't realize the importance of reporting it. And with all of the emphasis that's been placed on this injury over the past 5 to 10 years, we're seeing an increase in the reported concussions.
We have more at MarketplaceTech.org. Saddle up. It's the
Robot Roundup.
The latest on our mechanical pals.
Robots
are better than mice. At a robo-mouse competition in Japan, the Min 7.1 bot set a new record, navigating a maze in 4.1 seconds.
Robots
can take you for a strange ride. The new ant roach is 15 feet long, inflatable, and can carry 1,000 pounds over land or water. I think it looks more like a huge aardvark than an ant roach, but I'm not going to argue with an ant roach. And
robots
are swimming across the Pacific. The Wave Glider robots have left San Francisco en route to Japan and Australia, hoping to set a record for the longest voyage by unmanned vessels. Good luck, ocean robots. Videos of all these bots in action at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at BestBuyForBusiness.com.